Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. We're so glad you could join us again at the Pigskin Dispatch Daily History Podcast. We have a great show today, a couple of firsts in the NFL, some news from the Big Apple over history, and a couple big legends that we want to talk about in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hey folks, thanks for joining us on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch Podcast. This is Darren Hayes from PigskinDispatch.com, and today we're going to go over the news and events in history of football for September 26th. So let's go right at it. September 26, 1920. That's the first game featuring an American Professional Football Association team that was played on September 26, 1920, as the Rock Island Independents beat up on their non-league opponent, the St. Paul Ideals, 48-0. The APFA would change its name to the National Football League in 1922, so in essence, this is the very first NFL game played involving at least one team that was in Ralph Hayes' organizational meeting on September 17, 1920. We go some 57 years later to September 26, 1977. We have another first in the NFL. It's the first overtime game played by the Cleveland Browns franchise as they knock off the New England Patriots 30-27 in the extra period. The NFL adopted an overtime session in 1940 for divisional ties. And then in 1946, it opened up this rule to the championship games as well. But it wasn't until 1974, though, when the league adopted the sudden death overtime for regular season games like we have today, with a few recent wrinkles. So though it was the Browns' first extra regular season session in history, keep in mind that the rule was only a little over 2 years old at the time. We'll jump ahead 1 year to September 26, 1978. New York District Court Judge Constance Baker Motley rules that women journalists cannot be barred from locker rooms after a game when men reporters are allowed to go in them. The case was officially titled Ludke v. Kuhn, as in Bowie Kuhn, the former Major League Baseball commissioner. Journalist Melissa Ludke was the plaintiff in the case, and she sued Major League Baseball, Kuhn, and some New York City officials to try to have her right to enter into the New York Yankees locker room after a game just like her male counterparts. The breakthrough court decision paved the way for female reporters to be able to enter locker rooms in most American sporting events when their male associates are permitted in.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
A little over a half a decade later, September 26, 1983, the New York Giants kicker Ali Haji Sheik boots a franchise-record field goal of 56 yards. The record kick was made in primetime lights of Monday Night Football and helped the Giants defeat the Green Bay Packers 27-3 at Giants Stadium in the New Jersey Meadowlands. Sheik's Giants record was broken in Week 13 of the 2018 season when Aldrick Rojas knocked down a 57-yard field goal to help the G-men get past the Chicago Bears. Now, as always, we'll get to that point in our show where we want to honor the legends of the games and those who made the Hall of Fame on the date of their births. So we'll go to September 26th birthday boys, and we'll start off in 1871, and that's Joe Thompson, who was a former Geneva College and University of Pittsburgh halfback that played in the early 20th century.
According to the National Football Foundation, Thompson was an Irish immigrant who brought a strong work ethic from across the pond to the American football field. He started his career at Geneva College and then did postgraduate studies at Pitt. In 1904, Thompson and the Panthers enjoyed an undefeated 10-0 season. The next season, he was the captain of the Pitt squad, and with that post that he earned, the respect of the school, which propelled him into becoming the school's head coach from 1908 through the 1912 seasons. His Pitt coaching record was an outstanding 30 wins, 14 losses, and 2 ties. The team in 1910 did not allow a touchdown as they won every game. After graduating from Pittsburgh Law School, Joe went into the U.S. military service and was a decorated war hero in World War I, as well as he saw action in Mexico. The National Football Foundation selected Joe Thompson into their College Football Hall of Fame 100 years after his birth in 1971. We have another Hall of Famer that celebrates his birthday on September 26, and that took place in 1922. Creighton Miller, the former halfback from the University of Notre Dame that played in the 1941 through the 1943 seasons. FootballFoundation.org tells us that Miller loved the game of golf. He enjoyed chasing the small white ball so much that he often skipped spring football practices, much to the chagrin of Irish head coach Frank Leahy. At the time, it irritated him immensely. But Leahy was quoted later to say that Creighton Miller was the best halfback Leahy ever coached. There's a lot of evidence to support this, too. During the 3 seasons that Miller played, the Irish had a record of 24 wins, 3 losses, and 3 ties. The running back led the nation in rushing in 1943, and they were the national champions in 1943. After graduation, Miller attended Yale Law School, and while there, he served as an assistant coach for the Bulldogs football program. He used his law degree for the National Football League's Player Association from 1956 through 1959 as he served as the association's legal counsel. The National Football Foundation selected Joe Thompson into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1976. As we walk out of the locker room, we see that bus is ready to take us back home, so we got to get on out of here, but we want you to come back tomorrow, catch us on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, and we'll talk some more then. See you tomorrow, everybody. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.